The Family Whistle. This is a story of the way some families have a special whistle to call their young ones home. Before concrete and tall buildings covered this land, there was a group of people who lived on this land, learning from her teachings every day. They would watch the moons, listen to the rivers and touch the breeze in the hope of finding what was right for the people of the clan. These people are known as the Bindawu, an ancient tribe of hairy men who lived here for thousands of years. But as times change, so too did the Bindawu's way of life. They witnessed the boats arriving and they witnessed the atrocities, so they used their knowledge of the land and hid. Like many other clans, the Bindawu once cultivated surrounding valleys to grow grains, store foods for winter months and dam water for times of drought. But with the expansion of the city and the reach of the humans, the Bindawu's land began to disappear. They were forced to live without some of the foods they enjoyed for so many years. They were forced to live in hiding so they could protect the young ones. You may ask how they had stayed hidden for so long. They teach their young ones a special whistle, one that you may have heard before. The whistle calls to the Bindawu to hide or to get ready to fight. It's a whistle to the families to put out their campfires, lay down their humpies, and stay silent. So, if you hear this whistle, remember to stay on the path, because if you stray from it, you may never return again.